And UMBC's student union is, in the red. The Northern Undergraduate Student Society carrying $100,000 in debt, and that could mean serious cuts to services such as the Thirsty Moose Pub and campus radio. Now, Arctica Cunningham is the president of NUGS, and she joins me live in our Prince George studio. And a good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So let's go back a little bit. At what point, I suppose, did the student society realize, hey, we've got a problem here?
When we got our audited financial statements, which was very recently, just a couple weeks ago now. So I guess to back it up, student unions are non-for-profit organizations. And so, you know, it's very normal for a student society to be just barely balancing its books, maybe even losing a little bit of money in a year. The issue that we're seeing is that for NUGS, it has, you know, always lost a little bit of money every year. That's been happening for years and years. But the bigger issue is that we weren't putting money aside for those rainy day funds to help us out when things go a little worse than expected, right? So for this past year, what happened was, to quote our auditors, a perfect storm of things going wrong, where we had our health and dental plan costing more than what we were charging student fees, where we had a number of events that were held on bad weather nights and things like that. So we lost money on a number of those events. Many different things where you could be losing more money than expected in a year, and usually one or two of those things would happen and we would be okay.
Right.
But last year, a lot of those things happened, and it added up to this very large debt because we just couldn't pay this one bill.
Right.
So that's the short-term problem, is that we've got a $100,000 bill that we need to pay that we just don't have the money right now.
Okay.
But the bigger issue is that we didn't have those reserve funds to draw from to say, okay, it was a bad year, but we're going to fix this because we have money here.
Now in a pretty deep, big hole at this time. $100,000 is quite a bit. I mean, did it need an audit to happen? Was it not obvious that there was a problem? Like, did an audit have to happen before it was? You could see, like, holy cow, yeah, we're really in a hole here.
So as a society, we have a legal obligation to have an audit every year. And we have had an audit and received audited statements every year.
Yeah.
The issue is, with student societies, you have a very high turnover rate. So generally, people are elected on a one-year term, and sometimes you get reelected for a year or two after that. But for the most part, people are coming in, they have a focus of what they want to accomplish in a year, and everyone is very well-intentioned, and they just have their goals. And as a society, we almost had a model of, let's just make it happen. Let's try to add more services. Let's try to provide more events, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. But when you have that high turnover rate, it's very difficult to look at the big picture of things as to what are the trends that's been going on for years and years, and what's our planning for the next 4 years, the next 6 years, the next 10 years. It's very difficult to do that when every year you have a new board that has a new priority.
Do you think maybe the system might be a little bit broken? Because, I mean, it really, I mean, it's, you end up inheriting the problem of many years, you know, of and this, you know, if you don't have the long foresight, should there not be a better structure in place, maybe? Because, like I say, there might be no accountability, because if I only get for 1 year or 2 years, then I'm just going to hand it off to the next group to deal with, no?
Well, there is accountability in terms of, halfway through our term, we have to have an annual general meeting where we report to our membership. And if they're not happy with what we're doing, then they have the power to tell us.
Yeah.
And students have the power to come in at any time to check our financial statements, to see what we're doing, to come to our board meetings, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we do think that there needs to be more planning. And that's why, you know, in light of these challenges, we're working on creating a 4-year plan, which will be formally adopted by the board. And it's something that can be totally changed by future boards, but at least gives them a roadmap of what we were thinking and what our responses were based off of these challenges. And then, like I said, we didn't have any reserves funds built, which is not the smartest. It's not fair to our students that are paying fees. Specifically, they pay us two sets of fees. One is a general society fee, but one is a building fee to help us pay off our loan for the student union building that was built in 2007, or started being built in 2007.
Right.
And most of that money goes to paying off the loan for the building, but the rest of it should be going into a fund to build up for the repairs of the building and eventually the replacement of the building if needed, so that that future students will be able to enjoy the same services that we have. Mm. And that money has been going into general revenue. So that's something that we don't have to draw from. So we have a lot of issues like that where we just need to restructure the way that we are utilizing that money and reserving that money for future boards, so that when you do have those years where you need to make expensive payments to repaint the building or to fix a floor in the building, or, you know, when we need that reserve fund to draw from for the health and dental plan, that money is sitting there and allocated for those purposes that we've collected.
So you're right now in the thick of it, getting out of the nitty gritty. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to be doing the work that most people don't want to do, like really scaling back. And I think students are wondering, okay, what kind of cuts could we be seeing here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a fun conversation. For years, we were adding services, and now we've gotten to the point where we have more services that we're providing than the money that we're collecting. So the big one that people are worried about is the pub on campus. It's the largest financial drain on the society. We've been losing about $40,000 a year on it since we built it. And, you know, there was always the hope that it would turn around the next year, and it would turn around the next year, and it just isn't making money. And the nature of it isn't to make money, but we have to at least break even. Mm-hmm. It's irresponsible to be floating a pub $40,000 out of student fees when we only have $3,000 to put into emergency financial aid.
Right.
So to bring ourselves back into balance, our plan right now is starting in the second semester of this year, there will be a price increase in the pub. We don't know exactly what that looks like yet.
Right.
We're in the process of studying that. But then we're also looking into leasing out the pub, because a student union, it just doesn't have the business model to be running a commercial operation successfully, is what we can see.
Right.
And really, we're not in the business of running a pub. We're in the business of providing as many services as possible to students.
Right.
So if we can find a business that can do it better than us and we can keep that place open for students to enjoy, that's the ideal situation for us right now.
Yeah. Some of the people might wonder, goodness gracious, a pub on campus, it's kind of surprising. How can that not make a profit?
I guess part of the mandate for us was that we really wanted it to be a space that was accessible to all students. So we tried to keep prices as low as possible.
Right.
But unfortunately, that comes at a cost. Mm. And then there's other issues when we're trying to balance a commercial operation, but the pub's a fairly small business in terms of things. We can't really combine it with other activities that we're doing. So there are some costs that are much higher for us than for some businesses if they were to just add this on as part of the commercial services that they were providing. So there's a number of reasons why it's just not the most profitable model to have a student union running a pub.
What about dental plan? The plans that you have in place for students, transportation passes, for example. I mean, these are all things that might entice me to come to UNBC to be a student. I might be there now wondering, hey, am I going to have this stuff tomorrow and the days ahead? What are the future for those?
Those things we are not planning on cutting. Those are things that should be an in and out fee. We collect that fee for students on behalf of other organizations for the health and dental plan. It's for a company called Student Care. For the U-Pass, the transportation pass, that's for the city of Prince George. And so those are fees that should be collected and then sent immediately to those other organizations. So that's one of the issues we have right now is, due to cash flow problems, that hasn't been happening. And that's why we have a $100,000 debt to the city of Prince George. But that's another change to make for the future, is to have an additional fund where that goes in that's just not part of our revenue at all and can't be mixed up in any way.
What about those services that support students? I'm thinking of things like Pride and all those, you know, there's other things that make the place a kind of encompassing, welcoming place for UMBC to be. What about places like those?
Yeah, we're not planning on removing any of those things. We are making some changes because we do have four tenants in our building, the on-campus radio station, newspaper, the Pride Center, and the Prince George Public Interest Research Group.
Right.
And for however many years they've been occupying our building, we haven't been charging them rent because we want to encourage these services and we're not trying to make money off of them, but we've been covering insurance costs, fixing up their space whenever there's damage and things like that. So it is a liability on us. So we've started that conversation of, okay, how do we, you know, not treat you as a tenant where we're making a profit off of you, but where you're helping us to cover some of those costs.
Right.
So we've started that conversation this year.
I only have about 30 seconds left. I'm just wondering, just before I let you go, is there a timeline to kind of get the budget in order? Do we have a sense of when we'll start seeing this?
For the next couple couple months, it's all about engagement with students. What do you want to see? What are essential services? What are services that can be scaled back, changed? We've got an open house coming up this Thursday. That's going to be the first of many. So by the end of this semester, we'll have that budget. We'll have that four-year plan after numerous engagement sessions. And then we just focus on making those changes that we've decided.